On Friday, the city of Kingston sent out a press release sharing services available to the community as extreme heat continues. While the most recent orange heat warning has been lifted for the region, temperatures are still expected to hover between 25 and 28 degrees throughout the rest of this week, not taking the Humidex into consideration, which can often make it feel much hotter. The release, which acknowledges the increasing frequency of consistently high temperatures and extreme heat events, outlines the ways in which the city is working to ensure everyone, and particularly individuals who are unhoused, has access to spaces to stay cool, safe, and healthy during volatile weather. The City of Kingston Housing and Social Services 2026 Summer Response Plan includes information for community members on cooling centers, public washrooms, and street outreach services, as well as a water distribution program which involves partner agencies, volunteer groups, and street outreach picking up and distributing water as needed. In the release, Jane Hartley, Director of Housing and Social Services, stated that everyone is aware and very concerned for the welfare of individuals who are living outside in conditions that in some cases have been completely unpredictable, especially in recent days. We really want to keep people safe and let them know that there are services where they can come in from the extreme heat or stormy weather, whatever it might be. The current list of cooling center locations on the City of Kingston website includes the Invista Center and Cataraqui Center in the West End, Calvin Park Library Branch Midtown, the Central Library Branch Downtown, Kingston East Community Center and Pittsburgh Library Branches in the city's East End, Rideau Heights Library Branch in the North, and Housing and Social Services at 362 Montreal Street. Hours for each location vary, though most outside of public library branches, which are closed on Sundays, are open every day. Evening shelter, however, is a real challenge as the latest center closes at 9 p.m. and most emergency shelters operate at or very near full capacity. A Kingston community member's Reddit post following last week's tornado warning in Kingston highlighted the elevated risk to unhoused individuals of extreme weather events beyond just heat, with images of the Bell Park encampment showing several tents destroyed by high winds and falling branches. While no major injuries were reported, it was reported that one individual sustained a likely concussion after being struck by a branch while sheltering in place in their tent. According to Environment Canada, the safest thing you can do during a tornado is to get as close to the ground as possible and protect your head and watch out for flying debris. Most deaths and injuries occur when buildings collapse or when people are struck by flying debris, especially glass. If you are indoors, the safest place is the lowest and most central room, preferably a basement or cellar. They advise that you get under a sturdy piece of furniture and use your arms to protect your head and neck. Do not open windows and do not use elevators. If you find yourself outdoors, get inside right away if possible. And if you can't get inside, lie flat in a ditch or sunken ground and cover your head with your hands. Do not go under an overpass or bridge. For extreme heat events, Environment Canada advises those outdoors to slow down, drink water, and stay as cool as possible by wearing light, loose clothing and keeping in the shade. According to a 2025 article published by the Journal of Urban Health titled Heat-Related Health Risks for People Experiencing Homelessness, a Rapid Review, extreme heat poses a significant public health threat for people experiencing homelessness who faced heightened risks due to prolonged outdoor exposure and limited access to resources. It noted that in addition to physical health-related health risks, mental health and substance use disorders can also be exacerbated by heat exposure, all of which can lead to a significant increase in emergency department visits among unhoused individuals during heat events. The research argues that improving housing access and stability is essential as a long-term strategy to decrease homelessness and reduce heat stress in this vulnerable population, and underscores the need for inclusive interventions such as accessible cooling centers with targeted programming, regular access to water, and tailored healthcare services. The city notes that so far in 2026, approximately 10,600 bottles and 420 cases of water have been distributed, with 139 cases distributed in June alone. The 2026 Summer Response Plan, which can be found on the city's website under Homelessness Services, provides a list of day and emergency shelters and drop-in services such as meals and social services. For more on this topic, be sure to tune into Wednesday's Today in YGK, where we'll be speaking to a communications specialist from Southeast Public Health about what individuals can do to stay safe during extreme heat events, as well as warning signs to look out for. Also speak to representatives from the Kingston chapter of SCAN, Seniors for Climate Action Now, about their proposal before City Council to proclaim July 15, 2026 as Extreme Heat Awareness Day in the City of Kingston, stating that extreme heat is the most dangerous of all climate change events combined. Vulnerable citizens, including the very young, seniors, those with chronic diseases, outside workers, the unhoused, and those living in poverty are all at risk. Kingston citizens should be aware of the dangers of extreme heat and know how to protect themselves.